Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. This is The Morning Shift. I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squib Billy. She is the first lady of Atlanta baseball with a newly crowned manager, the queen of improv, and French fry connoisseur, Miss Allie Mack. We have the All-American national champion, former Atlanta Falcon, Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for, Johnson. And back there, our resident Eagle, Mr. Dylan Dylon Matthews, waving creepily and apparently bragging about his intramural football days earlier today on the Hometown Take. And we are The Morning Shift. Good morning, all.
Hey, man. What's going on?
Nothing has happened, so we have nothing to talk about today, I guess.
No headlines came out since we last were here.
No coaches in the crosshairs or anything like that.
I got so much to say about things.
You don't say.
Yeah. Believe it or not.
Once again, killer me shocked.
I just look, the hypocrisy of sports fans knows no bounds. It is literally a sports fan. If you find all of their teams and you get takes throughout a full calendar year of their takes on their sports teams as a whole, the hypocrisy that you'll find in there is just amazing. And look, we all do it. We're all guilty of it. We're all sports fans.
Oh, yeah.
But it is absolutely hilarious. And I think most talking heads are probably the worst with it. I just noticed it. I was sitting there last night when there was an announcement made that we'll get to, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. You got to be kidding me. Over here. And then the other side of the mouth on this one, I'm like, geez almighty.
Well, let's go ahead and cover what's happened since we last got to chat. The Arizona Cardinals beat the Cowboys last night in Dallas for Monday Night Football. Final score, 27-17. Jacoby Brissett completed 21 of 31 passes for 261 yards and 2 touchdowns, despite being sacked 5 times. Hawks are back in action tonight against the Orlando Magic here at home. Pregame is at 7:30 right here on 92.9 The Game. So that's at 7:30, and then tip is set for 8. Braves shortstop Ha-Seong Kim did opt out of his contract yesterday, so he'll be playing short next season. That's kind of up in the air, but the Braves, yes, have selected their new manager. Bench coach Walt Weiss will be taking over. Walt did manage the Rockies from 2013 to 2016.
It's crazy. I feel like, and I know Bo's going to get into this as well, you know, reading comments and some of the reaction, it's like half and half from what I'm seeing. You know, people kind of reacting and going, it's like one side of the fan base has a womp, womp, womp attitude. Mm-hmm. Like, man, that was all that build up for that. Like, we just went to the bench coach. You know what I mean? Just got elevated to the manager role. And, you know, then I think there's another sector of Braves fans that look at it and want consistency in that, you know, in the message and him being part of the organization and having the ability to call certain people whenever the time calls for it. And I personally was a little bit let down. I thought, okay, you know, all these other names being thrown around from the Dodgers and other, you know, past people inside of Major League Baseball. I'm like, okay, hey, about to get a new message in there. And then you hear Walt Weiss come about and it's like, all right, you know, I can ride with that, I guess. It's just a little bit of, you know, okay, well, yeah.
Well, look, he's not Brian Snitker. He's different. He's got his own ways about him. I've always believed he's a little bit rougher on the edges. We might have the as I was reminded last night by my friend Jake Cook, who's our engineer for the Falcons and had worked with the Braves for years. We might have the only Braves only manager in baseball with cauliflower ear. So I mean that's a feather in our cap. He's different in a lot of ways.
The jokes are going to write themselves with that. You know that, right? You got like you know yeah. not hearing somebody say something or whatever. It's gonna be like, must be the cauliflower ear. Yeah. It's coming.
Yeah. Well, look. You know, you could probably take him, kind of break that up, but that's probably painful.
I've seen Joe Holly had to have that surgery.
Yeah, it's painful.
Yeah. Ah.
There's your cauliflower ear. TED Talk for the day. I'm torn because I don't disagree with you either, Mike. I saw some new faces. I said, well, that's some chance to get a guy in here. Have him for 15 years. Know he wants to be here for 15 years. Know that managing, you know. I also look back and I say, well, I mean, I poo-pooed Brian Snitker. I was fine with Brian Snitker as the interim. But when they named him the manager, the full-time manager, I thought it was crap. Because you had Bobby and then you had Freddie. And Freddie was more like Bobby than Snitker was to me. And so you get through that and you're like, all right, let's reset. We got a young core. Let's reset. And they brought in Snitker and I didn't like it. Well, who's the idiot? Me. They weren't. They got it right. So I'm not going to sit here and say this sucks new because here's the deal. I saw people talking heads. They need to outside the building. Shake it up. We need something different. New voices. Well, the old voices there are working pretty freaking well. Okay, they're a winning organization. They've won 20 division titles in the last 30 years. Everything they do wins. Two World Series, which is more. Two World Championships, which is one more than any other team in this city. You want to count the United in there, which I do. They have more playoff appearances than any other team in this city. Everything works for this organization. It's corporate ran. It's Liberty Media. They don't spend money like we want other teams. But they find a way to make it work with their own limitations, the way they are ran. So it's hard for me to poo-poo it and just say it sucks and I needed an outside voice. Because what is an outside voice going to do? Other than a little bit on the field stuff, you're not changing the organizational direction. If you want an outside voice and you want to change how the organization is ran, you got to sell the team. The team has to be sold and then they have to shake it up from the top with McGurk. Schurholz is an input in there. Snitker doesn't need to be a voice in there. Everything needs to change from there up. The manager alone is not changing the complete day-to-day operation of this team. And by the way,
dang,
it works. And you can't sit here in one voice. Things are a mess, and you hate how they're organizationally ran when they consistently turn over that building. Because when they fired Rich McKay, they cleaned almost the entire house in that building up there. How do I know? I'm in the building a lot. I know. I'm around. I'm with the people. I've seen the faces change. And how's it working out for you? Because you're all upset about that direction right now, too.
Well, I know there's a lot of disappointment across the board. I mean, like Mike, you said, it's kind of half and half. Here's my question, though. Is the Braves stayed pretty mum about this since Brian Snitker stepped down.
Yeah.
So it's not their fault that it kind of got out of hand. It's just these wild speculations that were going, all these names being named, but the Braves never said.
Yeah, I'd push back on that, though. Like, if it was going to be Walt Weiss, why not do it 2 weeks ago? Mm. You know what I mean? Like that's my thought on it. And you're right. Like, all the speculation goes, and it's like, oh, they're waiting on the Dodgers guy. Like, they want to wait for the World Series to be over. It was going to be Walt Weiss the whole time. I can't imagine they had, like, that meeting with the Dodgers bench coach, you know, over, you know, the last 48 hours since the World Series is over, and they're like, and he goes, oh, no, thank you. You know what I mean? So that was my initial reaction. I looked at Walt Weiss and I was like, you could have done this 2 weeks ago. Like, you could have done that. And Bo, I'll push back on what you said a little bit too. I do think that there is changes necessary when there is some uncomfortability. not necessary. Change happens when there's some uncomfortability. And like if we had a new boss that was hired here.
Oof.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah. Like if somebody else was brought in the building that was, oh, hey, we hired a new boss from New York City. He's going to be there in the morning. Like, you know, all of a sudden your antennas go up and you go, all right, well, better be on my P's and Q's. I think been through a coaching change before. That's exactly what happens. Your sense of what you're doing is a little bit more locked in. I'm not saying that Walt Weiss won't bring that. I'm just saying that's kind of to your point of saying Walt Weiss isn't going to change, that nothing's going to change, and that's a good thing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
No. The point is that, first off, Walt Weiss is not Mr. Analytics. So if you wanted I don't know if you wanted that or not. I think that's his 50-50 out there as well with people. I think Walt Weiss is going to do things differently. And but what my point is that people always complain about the Braves. They don't complain about the way the team is ran in game for the most part. It's why don't we spend money? Why is it so? Why is it ran like this? Basically, it's the biggest thing I hear about the Braves is we don't spend enough. You think that's going to hire Danny Lehman? No, that's additional structure from the top. That's Liberty Media saying you have this much money to spend each year. They can deny it all the hell they want.
I agree with you on that. There's no doubt.
And look, Walt Weicker, Danny Lehman, George Lombard. It's not gonna change the money you spend on the road season and the depth you have there. It's not. It might. Walt manages bullpen the same way that Brian Snitker does. He didn't in Colorado, I don't think. I think they did things differently. So I think that's what my point is that I hear it more organizational thing they won't change in. An outside voice, yeah, he might. Walt Weiss might change the time you have to be at the clubhouse. I don't know. Anybody else would.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing what changes he brings. I also want to let him know if he gets ejected, he needs to wear street clothes before going in to watch the game.
Good call.
Clap did hold a presser yesterday, and he addressed Clapgate. We will play some of that audio for you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.